will be able to invest in international servicing activities. That's what we, in the beginning, more than in most of the countries, but as I thought it was a bonus, most countries have moved away from that. There's still a registration model in some countries, and there's still two conditions for processing that you have to have to be registered. However, most countries are now just using the notification system, notification process, which means that you have to notify the information protection officer or regulator, but you do not have to notify before you can start processing. So you start the processing and then notify. If you do not notify, the process without notification is either criminal free in terms of our law. However, there's no prescript that you have to stop your processing in any case. I think the reason why it was really quite, it's so important, it's actually important for Dr. Subject because it's a standard of transparency and it's also a starting point for lodging a complaint. If you would like to lodge a complaint or you'd like to take action against somebody, then at least there's some way where you can look up their name and their address and their email address and their cell phone number and so forth. For the responsible party, it's just in raising the awareness of these duties and sort of tuning them to the need for complying with the requirements. And then, of course, the most important thing is really for the regulator, because it allows them to keep abreast of the information processing situation in the country. I think it will be very difficult for a regulator to actually regulate if he has no idea of who is regulating. So the idea, because of the fact that it is accepted worldwide that one shouldn't spend your resources on people putting papers to you, but rather on really ensuring that it's compliant with the requirements of the law. So it's not the idea that one should spend all your time on this. It's supposed to be dealt with in a very sort of practical way. The EU directive makes provision for instance for ready-made lists of certain data categories available in some form, templates where you can then just tick on all the different in the different blocks wherever your position is set up. So I think the meaning or the purpose really is to ensure that the regulator knows who the people are that we should regulate. Also, to have a quick look to see which areas of processing that may have more serious implications, to identify those areas easily by going through those notifications. It's also true that the law makes provision for a number of exemptions. I think if you look at 52 in the law, the regulator may exempt certain categories of information. It is also processing that is used if necessary to detect offences. Public registers are exempted anyway. And then also any exemption granted in terms of FIEA also counts in exemption in terms of this act. So it is very nice to begin with. There are also quite a number of possibilities for exemption in many instances. It should, however, be noted that the notification is closely associated with the whole question of fire investigation, which is, again, a very strict monitoring tool. Prior investigation will only take place in specific areas, and that is where it may be dangerous. It's sort of in instances where there may be important consequences for data subject if data subject is the information process. And so it's sort of a balancing exercise with a very light monitoring on one hand for most people and also exemptions to a large extent, but being coupled with a very strict foreign investigation where it really matters. That is dealt with in section 55. Insofar as the specific issues raised here in the document on page 10, first of all, the costs have been raised, that it may be very onerous on people, and a reference is made to RICA. But one must remember that this is not individuals that have to notify, it's actually the company notifying, and they also only notify once, and that is if they are not exempted. Also, if they make use of the internet notification, it will really take about 5 minutes because all they have to only have to indicate in terms of 51 the name and address, the purpose of processing, the categories of data subjects, categories, not the data subjects themselves, to which they are going to send information. Do they plan transport the flow of personal information? It may be a tick box, yes or no. And then a general description of the security measures. So it's not a lot of information that is required, and it can be done. If it's done it's according to a template via the internet, it will really not have that get across the application or time wise, it will also not be too onerous. It should be noted that manual files, non-automated processing, is only required, that the notification of those manual processing is only required when it is subject to a fire investigation, so that is really in very few instances, then it's also been argued that it would be especially onerous to employers to collect and process information for human resource purposes. I'm not sure why that should be the case, because it could just be that your purpose of your collection is now human resources instead of banking or whatever. I don't think it will have any influence. There's also no blanket provision for smaller enterprises. I think that is also not completely true because, I mean, as it's stated, where it has been exempted in terms of the fire, then you will also be exempted to the regulator, also the authority to exempt personal industry. And then, some members have been highly critical of the notification process. I think that may be sort of a blurring of the different monitoring processes because it's not of the notification processes that are critical, but of the whole sort of the licensing, which actually was in place at first, and then the registration. The solution is actually being after a review by the EU of these processes, they actually suggested that the notification process should be used. So I think that was the solution to this criticism that was really raised in regards to the licensing was concerned. Then it's true that in New Zealand, Australia and Canada, they say they don't really have a registration process. In the Netherlands, they've actually also moved from the licensing to the notification. And then there are, in the UK, there are tensions for specific processing, and which wouldn't be a problem if we were to include it in ours as well. Although we felt that the exemptions already provided in 52 would really be quite sufficient to deal with in the street that you would like to do. So that is more or less, I think we agree, I think we are in agreement that we do not want to spend too much time on these practice purposes rather than enable the regulator to do what is really important. But at the same time, the regulator needs to know who the people are that he's supposed to regulate.
Thank you,
President.
Yes. I think we the first is out at some point in the market.
One question. The same argument is that we now deleted the requirement of notification. Now bear in mind what I said this morning. Your bill allows anyone who has done the fire manual to escape requirements of notification. But the fire requirements don't include the general description allowing preliminary assessments of the suitability of information security issues. To me, this is a very different thing from the fire manual, so I don't really see why you are off the hook anyway if you have submitted and if you answer me on that. The paper argument statement is designed to reduce the interpretation of the fire. Benefit Clause 55, which is processing subject to prior investigation. This clause requires regulations to do prior investigations before people do certain kinds of processing. Well, I was wondering why you spoke as whether this might be a sort of a default notification category. And I'm not completely proposing that, but one could, for argument's sake, say, all right, there's only a law requiring that notification, but if you're going to do the things in Clause 55, you should, in fact, notify and advise what the security measures are for it. And they are, as we know, if you're going to process a number identifying the data subject with the aim of linking the information together with other information, processed by other responsible parties, or if you're going to process information on what is called criminal behavior, you must be specified by the law for criminal behavior. This is a criminal history. And credit reporting and so forth. So it may be the case that there are clear categories which one may then require notification for. And that's not a sort of silly question, but what do you think?
I think that is the principle that you are picking out is exactly what we try to accomplish here. Because what we just said is that we have notification for the less important areas and try notification for the dangerous areas. So if you are going to use the notification and then actually just look at the prior investigation areas, but one must remember that the prior investigation is not allowed to process information before you have a from terms of the law committee to subscribe. Often information processing. Yes, that's correct. So in that sense, you have to, it's much more onerous than the notification is really just a half page. Information is easier. Whereas the prior investigation is quicker. Of course, if you have a code of conduct, then you don't need prior investigation. So, the regulator will then already know exactly what it is, so it wouldn't be necessary. So the principle that you're suggesting is what we've tried to do, but it's just that we felt that, the regulator has a lot of educational and things like functions as well. Now, how are you going to know who to send this information to, for instance, if you don't have names and addresses? It's going to make it much more difficult. If you want to invite people to a working session or whatever, if he doesn't know who will have to have some sort of database himself anyway. I mean, such as any organization really, the Law Commission has a database on which they work, people, stakeholders or whatever. So it just needs to get that in order for them to it's not a precondition for services.
And that's going to be quite a certain reason for requiring notification. I think that the whole process should be complaint driven, look after the consumer, and then when it comes to other communications, you can put in the new social button as well. And also, I've heard this morning, it's likely that 60,000 businesses will be affected. And, if you've isolated 60,000, you have a fair idea where they are. And there could be communications on the kind of websites that they all use, whatever. I'm sure it's possible to find them without requiring them to notify. But thank you for the response.
I think
that's
We are hoping that many of the people that will have to notify will really have in the manual anyway, so the information will be available to the regulator anyway. So they might have to
have to request the fact if there is one mother, we can do that and kill a child. This document from my great experience of Canada, and it's my history of Easter server. I think this is now our new things like all items. Thank you. finally I can communicate with a how we use the whole loop of additional personal information with only one tactic of an article to understand different enemies or even to fear additional personal information as far as the real additional personal information is separately there. But it should be noted that the general principles of the liability system is not as far as it's not expected terms in terms of the court. Public service accountability monitor and in the multi-service state that the definitions of personal information and broken are in life, with energy is slightly up to possible for the media archive trying to study and file a voice on study public status for staff, and the definition of personal information can be in our peers, but in others as well. You will note that there that is something that we have referred to when we became the electoral own documents this morning, but it was in terms of the media as well as the underscores for the electoral documents. This is a summary. Part of the definition of personal information is concerned, which is not that it's mainly the citation of the definition contained in the International Act of 1999 Act. All aspects of the definition are essential elements of the privileges of an identifiable individual in order to ensure that adequate protection of personal information the goal of the definition of privacy aims to regulate all aspects of the information process. I think that is very important. It is reasonable to consider all aspects of the information cycle by among others ensuring that the whole cycle is established from the point of collection up to the point of extraction. That all responsible parties are covered and that all agents might be protected from support are accessible to the stage of the information cycle. The Direct Marketing Association, the Direct Marketing Association, recommended that they themselves should be included in the regulated framework of the proposed legislation as a result of the need to regulate the direct marketing industry for the urban authority. We wish to draw that attention to clause 61 QBE, which provides that adjudicators may be appointed under code of conduct. The appointment of adjudicators in terms of code is dependent upon the focus of consultation in the whole way between the different sectors. This request will announce the need to include the position in the role specific of which entities it should be the adjudicators to all different sectors that fall under the ambit of the role and even by the contrast to the objective of the role to create a framework between these different sectors of three, seen for example, created or tendered for the annual complaints that are sector specific.
In dealing with those white handed definitions of personal information processing, and when dealing with the issues that see as handling protection, you say the media monitor, but I think one of the things that was obvious by in this multitude was that also the third, one of the third results could be that the full personal information is supposed to be found. You can't now say the medicine was an X. And that would be a lot of the communication with consumers, present and future. And by the same token, dealing with both that one and the next one, you may remember that when you said government should do it for hard and hard with business to discuss this matter. And he made suggestions about transactional data that ought to be excluded. For the simple reason that the people who have established a pattern of a resale with behavior, if you like, there is a place, some people welcome it, there is a place for legitimate marketing, obviously. And he essentially, which I will say to you, when I
I invited them during that session to send a mail to anyone that it means nothing to me, and I'm very thankful to you as well. He suggested that an addition to the definition of personal information at the end, which is that shall not include transactional data. Now, if you perhaps want to comment on such a book as well. Because actually, one doesn't make it possible for people to communicate with customers.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean, but what I think is that in dealing with the direct marketing issue in the statistics, we just indicate that if the subject is a customer, then the opt-in position doesn't kick in, and then it will be opt-out, so you can send as many letters to that customer as you like, but you have to give a little block or a little tick box or whatever to give the person the opportunity to opt-out of it to say that I do not want to receive any more of your more letters. But if it's an existing customer, then you are actually free to send as many letters as you have to. It's only when it's a cold contact that the other opt-in position has to be. So I don't think that there will be a problem with this transaction. I'm not sure exactly what the problem is.
Sorry, I should have read this as well. I think you should have widened it. You've offered the definition of transactional data. Transactional data is data collected about the goods or services and data subject to purchase these goods or services. And it is purchased for the purpose of later products and purchase that I mean to achieve the objects of the Consumer Protection Act, which says, And I'm sure you've taken the Consumer Protection Act on board.
I think it's a bit difficult to respond to that question from now. With regard to the board doesn't have general license.
pool. Logically to prove that we are not opposed to anything that is given with regards to the book. I think we might have some good news at this stage, just by my sharing with you. First of all, we refer to the new law reforms in 2004. Indicated that it's unclear what needs to happen with the existing personal information or the any position of the responsible party in the organization. Both parties and subject parties should be given a certainty that they should allow them to align personal information or the any position with principles to make. Our response is the definition of record rests with the three stipulations of the one. Any recorded information is part of the standing. The remainder of this question we would like to once again highlight when we get to the discussion of 404, because that deals with an extensive possibility of policy making in the discussion. There are two submissions after that by Mr. Mark Haynes and ODAC. The National Association of Broadcasters argues that the bold approach, to the regulation of the protection of personal information is very heavy handed. The bold call to regulate the number of initiatives to protect the fewest possible burden on the firefighters, administrative burden, compliance, and enforcement costs should be kept to a minimum. And here, the country responded to this by referring to our purpose of the bold provision, which is mainly the presentation of our clothing thereof, and in an attempt to indicate that the bold aims to be effective with the constitutional right of privacy, first of all, by safeguarding the person's personal information when purchased by the responsible party. But not yet is that the file. Organizations that are aimed at balancing that right with other rights, particularly the right to access information, and then also protecting false important interests, including the inflow of information within the Republic and across international borders. Maybe you want to just pause for a moment, maybe just highlight that this balancing exercise is not only a right to constitutional right, in the case of this whole does not address the issue of disclosure of the victim's name in the criminal court cases. The criminal procedure acts protect the identity of persons in criminal matters, but there is no such protection for the victim in the criminal cases against the offender. In criminal matters, the court file is not only critical. We are of the view that the concern does not fall within the ambit of the constitutionality. Unfortunately, our theory is proposed that if there are any proposals, then this is not. First-round bank group, in the case of that fear, should be taken to ensure that the ball does not complete all unnecessary overlaps of other levels, like National Terrorist Act and the Human Protection Act. All the users of such employees are quite very compliant to the number of persons that are involved in their life. Most probably catching my colleagues from the bar, so I can remember when we had a look at this specific piece of explanation.
The difference, I think it was the focus of the EPC Act really, was an act of the EPC Act and then the EPA, and then in the end of the EPA, we did engage with the different departments, the EPC and the Department of Communications, and both the EPA and the EPA were obviously partnered with the DGI, the Department of Trade and Industry. So far as the EPC Act is concerned, it resulted in Section 50 and 51 the voluntary protection of personal information, and this is the idea that it was the referral of the with the EPA. They also had some protection of personal information in the far as privacy rules are concerned. The EPA will not have able to deal with the service providers, and I think we will deal with that specifically when we get to the annex to the schedule, where the overlap is before the EPA will be addressed. We have to make the decision. It's also discussed in the report. We have quite a substantial part to deal with the overlap between the EPA and the and then the part of the consumer protection act is concerned, the original section 11 in the bill was removed after discussions, which dealt with the civil provision. And there are some residual sections that we think that have not been problematic. I think there is also other submissions that we are coming to where it has been stated that some of the issues that are being dealt with in the privacy bill should actually be dealt with in the Consumer Protection Act rather than dealt with there. The way that it's been dealt with is really as a result of the consultation with the Department of Trade and Industry, and they indicated that they prefer the issues to be dealt with in the Act.
I think we are going to stop here. Hi.